رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, When those who love one another for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet each other, shake hands and recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, their former and latter sins are forgiven before they separate. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this tells us a very beautiful method for forgiveness of sins. Whenever we meet our Muslim brother, we should shake hands, do a salam by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and then read Durood Pak upon the last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, with the blessing of Durood Pak, inshaAllah azza wa jal, our sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. One night, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was out on his rounds in Madinatul Munawwara when he came across a tent. When he approached the tent, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard the voice of a distressed person. There was a man seated outside his tent. After saying salam, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him regarding his state. He replied that he had come to visit the Khalifa. He was not aware that Khalifa was standing right in front of him. He then explained his situation, that his wife was expecting a child and the time of birth was near. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returned home and said to his wife, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulsum binti Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anha, do you wish to gain some reward? Allah Almighty has himself made it reach you. She replied, what's the matter? Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, there is a woman who is about to give birth and she does not have anyone to assist. She said, if you permit me, I will go. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu agreed to it and gathered the necessary supplies. When they arrived there, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent his wife inside the tent and sat down outside with the man. He then said to the man, light a fire. The man lit a fire and then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu placed a pot of food on top of it. At the same time that the food was ready, the child was born. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's wife called from inside the tent saying, O Amir al-Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, give the glad tidings of a son being born to your companion. As soon as the man heard the words Amir al-Mu'mineen, he became frightened and humbly moved back and sat down. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, sit as you were sitting before. And then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu proceeded to lift the pot of food and handed it to his wife saying, feed the woman to fill her. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then gave some food to that man and said, come to me tomorrow morning, I will fulfill your needs. When that man arrived in the morning, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arranged maintenance fees for the child and also gave some money to that person. When that man arrived in the morning, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fixed an amount for childcare and gave some money to that man as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard how Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fulfilled the need of a grieved, stricken ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had the man light the fire, place the pot of food, and arrange the food with his own hands. Though being an Amir al-Mu'mineen, he did all these chores himself. He did all this work himself. He then took out some food and had it sent to the women by means of his blessed wife, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. My dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, he is the same Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from whose shadow even shaitan would run away. He is the same Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who was given the glad tidings of being heaven dweller by the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the same Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for whom the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam supplicated, made dua in the following manner. O Allah Almighty, honor Islam through Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's the same Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu who used to stay up at night and got out for visits to look after the orphan and helpless people. He's the same Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu who said, even if a baby goat dies out of thirst by the bank of river Euphrates, then I fear in case Allah Almighty take its account from me. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him accountable for the death of the baby goat. And Euphrates is known as Furat. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, despite having such a great rank and status, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is still looking after the welfare and fulfilling the needs of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if any Muslim brother of ours is facing any kind of difficulty or needs our help in any matter, and we are also capable of removing his difficulty, then we should help out our Muslim brother while following the seerah, while following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it was a habit of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to always look out for his people. Even the scorching heat of the deserts of Arabia and the darkness of the night could not stop him from caring for the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many incidents from his life that shows how he cared for the people and resolved their issues. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once out on his round in Madinatul Munawwara at night with his servant, Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a woman present in her house with her children. At night, she had taken the pot, filled it with water, and put it on the stove in order to calm her children. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to her aid. He carried the food supplies on his own back, then cooked them with his own hands and fed her children. He remained there until the children fell asleep and then returned. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Imam Awza'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh narrates that one night, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was seen exiting his home by Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who then followed him secretly as he was curious as to where Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going at that time. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered a home. After some time, he left the home and entered another one. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a note of the house in his mind and then returned in the morning. Next morning, when he returned to the house, he saw that there was an old, disabled, blind woman living in that house. He asked the woman, "Why does this man come to your home?" She replied, "This man has been visiting me for some time now. Because I am disabled, he does my household chores and removes my burdens." My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see the passion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for aiding the Ummah? Despite being the Khalifa and leader of the Muslims, he would still help people out by doing things for them, by taking care of their chores for them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, removing a Muslim's difficulty and helping him out at the time of hardship is a great privilege. Therefore, once you find out any of your household, relative, acquaintance, work colleagues, or any Muslim, whether you know him or not, facing any kind of hardship, then do help him out as per your capability for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By virtue of its blessings, you will not only earn reward, but it will also be extremely helpful in creating a peaceful society. Under the hadith, ad-deenu nasiha. In other words, deen is only looking after the welfare of Muslims. Mentioned on page 231 of book Muntakhab Hadithain, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, it is stated, "Wishing good for others and carrying out the welfare of every Muslim have very comprehensive meaning. Moreover, the true fact is that carrying out the welfare of every Muslim is such a noble act that if every Muslim starts acting upon this very prophetic teaching, holding it to be dearer than even his own soul, then the state of the deteriorated Muslim society will suddenly change and the Muslim society will become such an example of peace and tranquility that it will start reflecting the peace and tranquility of paradise in this world." It is obvious that when every Muslim will make this aim of his life, that I will look after the welfare of every Muslim, Then ill habits like fraud, deception, incurring loss for others, oppression, jealousy, enmity, quarreling, hatred, ill will, and harming others will all fade away. Moreover, every Muslim will perform no other actions than those that benefit his Muslim brother. Neither one will think negative about his Muslim brother, nor will any Muslim cheat the other Muslim. Neither will one indulge in tale-telling and backbiting, and nor he accuse the other. Neither will he let any aspect of oppression enter his heart, nor will he create hurdles in someone's successful affairs. On the contrary, he would wish good for everyone and will do good for everyone. The natural outcome of this practice would be that people would also look after his welfare and do good to him. Moreover, he will also remain secure from every loss and he will always face goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Shaykh al-Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala writes the following explanation under the Hadith part of it, which says, wishing well for every Muslim. He says there's a great depth to the meaning of to want good for others and wishing well for Muslims. The reality is that well-wishing towards Muslim is such an action that if the Muslims were to heed this prophetic advice and act upon it, then there would be a complete transformation to the distorted Muslim community. The Muslim community would become such a place of peace, rest, tranquility and calmness that it would seem like we are witnessing a portion of heavenly peace and tranquility in this world. A Muslim will not deceive other Muslim. There will be no tale-telling, backbiting or slandering. No one would even think of spreading injustice. A Muslim would not become an obstacle in another's work. Rather, he would desire for everyone to succeed and would treat everyone fairly. The natural result of this will be that everyone else would also want good for him and want him to succeed, and he will remain protected from loss and he will continue to receive goodness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala defines well-wishing in the following way. Technically, it is to sincerely wish good for others without any other ill intentions or to sincerely want good for others. While mentioning the definition of welfare, Hakim ul-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, in terminology, carrying out the welfare of someone sincerely without having any doubt of ill will or wishing good for someone sincerely is called welfare. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the word well-wishing is self-evident. For example, to treat one's mahram relative, neighbors, and other Islamic brothers with compassion and kindness to help them financially, remove their difficulties, to give them clothes, to feed them, to be a source of peace and comfort for them, to fulfill their needs, to give them shari'i guidance, and to bring close those brothers who have gone astray. In short, to help them in any way is a means to attain reward. Unfortunately, in today's age, our state is such that we are only concerned with our own affairs. There are so many Islamic brothers around us who are in difficulty, but we may have no concern about them. There are so many brothers around us who are going through some difficult time, but we are not concerned about them. There are our own family members who are in debt and we know about it, but yet we are totally oblivious. We have no concerns for our neighbors, whether they have food or not, whether they have means of clothing or not. There are so many ill Islamic brothers who are experiencing sleepless nights and troublesome days because of not having enough money. But we are not bothered in the slightest. Remember, a good Muslim is the one who likes the same for the Muslim brother what he does for himself. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, desire for others that which you desire for yourself, and dislike for others that which you dislike for yourself. When you speak, speak good words or remain silent. What do we do today? If we don't like someone, if you have hatred towards someone, if you have jealousy towards someone, and someone asks us about him, we backbite that individual. We tell all negative things about that individual. But listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam has said, desire for others that which you desire for yourself, and dislike for others that which you dislike for yourself. When you speak, speak good words or remain silent. Allahu Akbar. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a believer stays within the fold of his deen until he wishes good for his Muslim brother. When he doesn't wish good for him anymore, then the blessing of him being capable of performing noble deeds is taken away from him. Allahu Akbar. Our last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the religion is purely nasiha, meaning sincere conduct. The companions alayhim ridwan asked, for whom, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, for Allah Almighty, for His book, for His messenger, for the leaders of the Muslims and their common folks. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this last hadith that we just heard, Hakim ul-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the nasiha, sincere conduct of a person towards Allah Almighty, is that one hold the correct Islamic belief in regard to the essence and attributes of Allah Almighty, to worship Him sincerely, to love those who are dear to Him, and to have hatred for His enemies, and keep one's belief in regard to Him pure. The nasiha, sincere conduct of a person towards the book of Allah, that is the Holy Quran, is that one believes that it is the book of Allah, to recite it, to ponder over it according to one's capacity, and to act upon it. The nasiha, sincere conduct of a person towards the messenger, in other words, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is to affirm him as the leader of all the prophets, to affirm of all his attributes, to love him more than his own life, wealth, and children, and to follow him, obey him, and raise his remembrance. In that hadith, it is also mentioned, for the leaders of the Muslim, the leaders are usually known as the Imam. Imam either refers to the Islamic kings or rulers, or Islamic scholars, mujtahideen and awliya rahimahumullahu ta'ala, carrying out their welfare means, accepting every permissible command of theirs as per your capability, persuading people towards their lawful obedience, following a'imma'i mujtahideen, keeping a good presumption about them, honoring Islamic scholars, and welfare of the ordinary Muslim means, serving them as per your capabilities, removing worldly and religious problems from them, loving them, spreading ilm-e-deen, Islamic knowledge amongst them, persuading them towards virtuous deeds, not liking something for them what one doesn't like for himself. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, there are numerous virtues of carrying out the welfare of Muslims. That was the reason why the passion of condoling and carrying out the welfare of Ummah was deeply embedded into the hearts of our righteous predecessors. Those sacred personalities would look after welfare of people and comfort their hearts. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once searching for a brave man of Sham, but he could not find him. He was then informed that the man had become an alcoholic. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his scribe, the person who would write letters, to write a letter to that person, from Umar bin Khattab to so-and-so. Peace be upon you. I remind you of the blessings of Allah, besides whom there is none worthy of worship. The one who forgives sin, the one who accepts repentance, the one who gives severe punishment, the one who confers great favors, the one besides whom there is none worthy of worship, and towards whom is the return. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then made dua for that man. May Allah Almighty grant him cure from his illness, turn his heart, and grant him the ability to repent. When the messenger took that letter and gave it to that man, he read the letter and began to say, my Lord is the one who forgives sins. No doubt Allah Almighty has promised to forgive me, and He is the one who accepts repentance. His seizing is very severe. Allah Almighty has threatened me with His punishment. He is the one who confers great favors, and His favors is a great bounty. There is none worthy of worship besides Him, and I will return to Him. He continued to say this and started to weep uncontrollably. He then made sincere repentance from drinking alcohol and gave it up completely. When Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, heard about this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you people should also do the same. You should make efforts to bring people back to the straight path and give them special attention. You should make dua that Allah Almighty grants them the ability to repent, and do not help shaitan by opposing them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard what great efforts Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make for people's reform and religious development. Despite being the Khalifa of the time and having so many commitments, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would immediately realize if someone was absent in his gatherings. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu wouldn't ignore it. Rather, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would inquire after him that if in case he's facing any problem, then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu could earn the reward of looking after his welfare by resolving his problem. For example, if he has fallen ill, then he may be treated so that he may recover. If he is facing any other difficulty, then remove his difficulty. Alas, unfortunately, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today our state is such that there are a large number of people who, let alone strangers, don't even inquire about their own brothers. Allahu Akbar. We don't even realize if those who hang around us, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, are absent. As in, where are they and why didn't they come? We don't make efforts to inquire after them, either to see whether a calamity has befallen on them or they might be sick. If only we could also act upon the seerah of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If only we could follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and look after the welfare of the Muslim. If anyone's living with us, working with us, offering salah with us, inviting towards goodness with us, joining us in the Madani visits for invitation towards righteous, delivering listening to Dars and Bayan, attending weekly Ijtimaat. In short, if any of the Muslim brothers did not come any day, then we shall inquire after him, visit his home, or at least have a phone conversation and find out how the individual is doing. Amir Ahlis Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya carries out the welfare of Muslims when he, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, finds out that a certain Islamic brother is facing a difficulty or has fallen ill. Then he, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, inquires about him. He, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, supplicates for him. He supplicates for the ill to be recovered and for the hardship of the distress to be removed. We have seen this many times in Madani Muzakara. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya would send a message. We have seen it in Faizan Madina monthly magazine. There's a whole page where Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya's messages that were being sent to the distressed or ill brothers. If he finds out about the death of any Muslims, then he, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, condoles the deceased relatives over the phone or through voice messages. He, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, meaning Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, supplicates for the forgiveness of the deceased. While condoling the household, he, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, blesses them with invitation towards righteousness and madani pearls pertaining towards the virtues of observing patience. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliya does not only show concern for other Muslims himself, but those who are nurtured by him are also filled with the passion of helping the Muslim Ummah. Regarding the beloved of Attar, Haji Zamzam Attari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, may Allah elevate his status in Jannah, the mother of his children states, the deceased had a great passion for financially aiding and fulfilling the needs of the grief-stricken despite being poor himself. We are wealthy Islamic brothers. He would fulfill the financial requirements of the needy, but would not show others and would try to hide it even from me. But at times, I would come to know via external means. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the incidents of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, and their concerns for the Ummah. Our pious predecessors were always ready to aid the Ummah and would not waste any opportunity that rose to aid others. It is for this reason that their blessed lives and their lofty characters are still being mentioned today. Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala was also amongst those who showed great concern for the Ummah. He was someone who showed exemplary generosity, love, compassion and care. He was always prepared to aid the needy. Once he was busy worshipping in his room while some dervish was sitting next to him. Suddenly, he got up from his prayer mat and went outside with a pouch of money. Surprised by this, this person who was sitting next to him, when he went outside, they saw a poor man being harassed by some people to whom he owed money, but he did not have any single penny to spare. Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala called the creditors and said, take this pouch and take however much you are owed. One creditor attempted to take out more money than he was owed, and all of a sudden, his hand became still. He began to scream and said, please forgive me, I repent for taking more than my due. Whereupon his hand became sound again. The poor man began supplicating for Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh then returned with his companion, with a dervish, and said, Allah Almighty, sent me to aid that man. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, his need was fulfilled. This was the passion of the awliya Allah for the welfare of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see how our pious predecessors rahimahullah would take care of other Muslims and resolve their issues? They would fulfill others' debts from their own pockets and be a mean of happiness for them. However, it is with great regret that in today's day and age, our state is such that in order to fulfill our own needs, we trouble our own brothers and sometimes our neighbors. Sometimes we threaten others in order to fulfill our needs, and at times we deceive them by pulling the wool over their eyes. Sometimes we attempt to control others by frightening them, and sometimes we lie in order to remove obstacles from our path. Our only desire is that we succeed, even if it means that another Islamic brother is affected. My dear viewers of Madani channel, remember the religion Islam is the greatest well-wisher of all humanity and instructs us to help others and to treat others well. The last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Almighty keeps helping the person as long as he remains upon the help of his brother. Meaning, as long as he continues to help his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help the helper. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many ways of showing welfare that you care for the grief-stricken ummah. One of the ways is visiting the sick. In order to bring joy to the hearts of the Islamic brother and mahram relatives, take some time out of your schedule and visit them who have fallen ill. This will lead to many blessings in the world and the hereafter. It is narrated that the great founder of the Rifai Sufi order, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, would hear about a sick person in the village. He would visit them regardless of how long the journey was. And at times it would take 1 or 2 days to get there and back. At times he would stand on the path and wait for a blind person to pass. If he would come across anyone, he would take them by hand and guide them to their home. Sayyidina Khwaja Shamsuddin Siyalawi Chishti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is also amongst the righteous predecessors rahimahumullah, who were enriched in the passion of the welfare of Muslim Ummah. He established his Khanqahi monastic system in Siyal Sharif on a great scale and spread all around the blessings of the great spiritual chain of the Chishtiya Nizamiya way. Special arrangements for food were made there. Those who visited the place would get food from there. Doors of his langar khana, doors of the food, were always open for the poor and helpless people of the city. Excellent arrangements were also made for people to stay there. This was all because he cared about the welfare of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just think. Today, we like for ourselves that no one should harm us. Everyone should speak truth to us. Everyone should be polite to us. Everyone should be humble to us. We shall be respected. We want to be respected. Our rights should be duly fulfilled. We should be looked upon with honor and dignity, and we should be given the rank we deserve. The way we like all this for ourselves, likewise, we shall like the same for our Muslim brothers too. Similarly, when we dislike the fact that someone deceives us, lies to us, backbites us, accuses us, steals our belongings, takes bribe from us, oppresses us, cheats us, similarly, we shall dislike the same for our Muslim brothers too and refrain from these acts. There are many forms of welfare that we can adopt to show that we care for each and every individual. We heard about how visiting the sick could also be a form of the welfare of the ummah. Similarly, removing a Muslim's difficulty is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes the difficulty of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will remove his difficulty from the difficulties of the judgment day. Guarding a Muslim's honor is also a welfare. When someone talks ill about someone, we should try and protect it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the Muslim who stops someone from violating the dignity of his brother, in other words, a Muslim was being disgraced and he prevented it, then it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to save him from the fire of hell on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Forgiving others is also a great welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah Almighty increases the honor of a person due to him forgiving. Moreover, the one who adopts humility for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty grants him elevation. inviting towards good and forbidding them for bad is also a welfare for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala who states, Jannatul Firdaus is specially adorned for the one who invites towards the good and forbids from evil. Helping out poor Muslims is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who fulfilled the needs of a Muslim brother is as if he worshipped Allah Almighty all his life. Allahu Akbar. Traveling in kafilas and learning and teaching Islamic knowledge is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who leaves to acquire knowledge for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty opens the door of paradise for him and angels lay down their arms for him. Allahu Akbar. Helping out an oppressed is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who removed the difficulty of a grief-stricken believer or helped an oppressed, Allah Almighty writes 73 forgivenesses for him. Being lenient of an indebted person is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who gives time to the needy or forgives his loan, Allah Almighty will save him from the heat of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Upon death, condoling with the deceased household is also a welfare. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who condoles a grief-stricken person, Allah Almighty will clothe him with the attire of taqwa, piety, and shower mercy upon his soul among the souls. Moreover, the one who condoles a person facing difficulty, Allah Almighty will make him wear two such dresses from the dresses of paradise whose price cannot even be this entire world. These are some of the attributes that we can adopt for the welfare of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to carry out the welfare of the Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and stay associated with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the Madani movement of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that gives us the mindset of carrying out the welfare of the Ummah, of carrying out the welfare of the nation. Ameen. Bijahin Nabeel Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.